5200 version of Space Invaders contains more alien columns than its cousin on the VCS, it is less faithful to the original coin-op game. One thing you'll notice is that each wave of aliens starts off-screen, and you'll see different kinds of aliens in different waves. But the biggest difference is in the score. Motherships no longer score hundreds of bonus points, but somewhere between 10 and 60, and each alien is worth less than in other versions of the game. Thus, to break 10,000 points, you'll need to survive a lot of waves. The plentiful motherships are of utmost importance. By the time you carve out the first column, you can expect to see one. Just move to the right and wait. When you hit it, eliminate the right column and move towards the left edge of the screen to get a shot at the second mothership. Then take out the left-hand column and go for the third. Shooting through your own barriers to get the aliens away from the Earth. That gives you a little more time to go for another mothership before you finish off the wave. As you wipe out more aliens, they move faster and faster across the screen, dropping down only when one hits an edge. Therefore, pick off aliens on the right and left sides of the cluster. This last one can be a real problem. Most players lose their ships with only a few aliens left on screen, especially with only one left because it will move at such terrific speed. But there's a trick you can use to eliminate the last two aliens. Find yourself a good position and let off a pair of shots while moving with the grain of the two invaders. Watch in slow motion as we squeeze off two shots, then move away to avoid enemy bombs.